Hello, Mirchi, New Jersey. It's Vijaya back with yet another thought-provoking edition of the Immigration Hour brought to you by Nachman Fulwani Zimovcek Law Group, specialists in U.S. and Canadian immigration. Joining me are the managing attorneys David Nachman and Snehal Batra and Gaganjot Mundra, barrister, solicitor and Canadian attorney. Welcome all. So good to have you on.
Hi there, Vijaya. Namaste, adab, sat sri akal, and kemcho to you and all our listeners.
Woohoo! Very nice having you all. And of course, David, let's start off with the I-751 petition. And why is the interview, what is it basically, and why is the interview around it so dreaded? And are there new rules on the protocols for the interview?
Yeah, that's a great question, Vijaya. And actually, so we had a couple of we had some new information that came out from the USCIS this week, and something that probably many of our listeners might be interested in. And what it has to do with is the fact that, you know, it goes to what we were talking about last week and the weeks before, and that is that the government is trying to make efforts to move things along. And they are, I think they realized that the last administration really left tremendous backlogs, you know, which have been tremendously onerous on people who have been waiting. So the government is looking for different ways to move the cases along. And, you know, we talked about some of the initiatives that the government took. We talked in the past about the announcement by the person who's in charge of the USCIS and that they're doing certain things to advance the cases. But specifically with regard to the 751, and I guess, what is a 751? Well, what it is that when you have a marriage case, okay, you file your marriage case, and then what happens is 90 days prior to the second anniversary, you have to lift the conditions on residency if the individuals were not married for 2 full years at the time that the green card was originally granted. So they're given a conditional green card that's good for 2 years. They lift the conditions, and that is called a petition to lift the conditions on residency. So what happens is that if there is this attempt to lift the conditions, the government has to usually interview the folks, and they have to make a determination as to whether or not there was any fraud or whether the marriage was bona fide from inception. So what we're finding now is that the government is making efforts to move these along without interviews. So what they're doing is they're saying that unless there's a clear problem with fraud, you know, they're going to assume that the case was valid. And so what happened was the cases that were at the U.S. consulate offices abroad were automatically being interviewed. But now what they're doing is they're saying, no, we're not going to do that. What we're going to do is we're going to see whether there are any fraud indicators. And if there are fraud indicators, then we're going to interview the case. But if there are no fraud indicators, then we're going to grant interview waivers. So that's going to make things tremendously better and faster for our clients.
Mm-hmm. So folks, if you think you may be a candidate for the I-751 or wanting to secure a green card, citizenship, Canadian immigration, adjustment of status, H-1B visas or marriage cases, then go to NPZ Law Group by logging on to visaserve.com or just call them at 201-670-0006. Getting in-depth on immigration with the legal eagles from the NPZ Law Group. Back in just a moment. You keep it right here on Mirchi. It's hot.